This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The West is the best.
Coming up, we've got the video. Two teens charged after man 59 dies from knockout game attack at county fair. Innocent man sucker punched in the head, later dies in trauma ward. And, of course, it's almost all black on white, but nobody ever will tell you that. Hell, not even InfoWars sometimes. It's just very sad how they're pushing the race war. Also, GOP challenger Bill Weld, Trump committed treason and therefore must be executed. Yes, this is the latest super escalation we're going to get to here in just a moment. Then the formula for gun confiscation and civil war. That's another key special report. That's all up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Speaking of those articles, let's get to the Bill Weld story right now. GOP challenger Bill Weld, Trump committed treason and therefore must be executed. Media doesn't push back on appalling statement. GOP primary challenger and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who's a Democrat, in reality, but not in name, accused President Trump of committing treason during a phone call with the Ukrainian president, adding that the required punishment is death. But Hillary sold us out to China and Russia and everything else, that's just fine. But when Trump tries to expose Hillary, the punishment's death, even though it's not even true. Talk about pressure from a foreign country to intervene within control of the U.S. election. That's not just undermining democratic institutions, this is treason, Weld said on MSNBC's Morning Joe. And that clip is coming up next segment. We're going to get Gerald Celente's take on that. We're going to play that video next segment. It's up on Infowars.com. Host Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, whose father did engineer mass murder worldwide and bragged about it in several books, Mr. Brzezinski, made no attempt to push back against Weld's outrageous statement calling for the execution of a sitting U.S. president. Weld then stated that Trump could possibly escape execution if he works out a plea deal, presumably with congressional Democrats and never Trumpers. So they're now openly threatening to kill the president. The penalty under the Constitution is removal from office. That might look like a pretty good alternative to the president if he could work out a plea deal. Scarborough, Brzezinski, and the other guest panel then launched into a discussion about the legal framework of handing down a death sentence to President Trump. The only penalty for treason is death. It's spelled out in the statute, Weld said. The left is accusing Trump of wrongdoing for asking the Ukraine government to get to the bottom of shady dealings involving Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Now, it's the treason is exposing their treason. Biden has admitted to threatening to withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees if the Ukraine government did not fire a prosecutor. That's right, looking into his son's lucrative deals with an energy company called Burzum and Holdings. And then it goes on. So they've done all this, but Trump's the man that's guilty of treason. We'll play that clip when we come back and get to this. Two teens charged after man 59 dies from knockout game attack at county fair. And again, there's so many knockout game deaths. Every day I see one. Every day there's videos of white people being beaten up, women, men, by large groups of young black males. Now, again, that's a racist group of black males. Doesn't mean even a large minority of blacks are like that. But there are some racist black people. And you see it all over the news where these groups say, let's go out and attack whites. They're inherently bad. That's this anti-white atmosphere that the left has created that's just terrible. And then the media, once the attacks happen, try to cover them up or never say it's racially focused or biased. I meant to get to this last Friday, and I meant to get to it Sunday. I've just been so busy, I haven't gotten to it. We have a compilation of videos, a very small portion of them, of blacks attacking whites. And then T.I., the rapper, when I was on his show, I was supposed to air this Thursday, last week in L.A., he just brought up some video of a little white kid beating up a black kid, and I don't like watching the footage. I wouldn't like seeing a white kid beat up like that or anybody. But he says this shows the epidemic of white-on-black violence, but we have the statistics. So I'm going to put a report together. If it's not today, it'll be tomorrow. Then I'm going to actually shoot where I can lay all this out. You know what? I'll tape it right when I hand over to Celente. That would be happy for tomorrow. So we can add all this together in one big shebang for you. Because I'm going to show you the statistics, I'm going to show you the videos, I'm going to show it to you all, and then ask T.I., really, T.I.? because the reality is it's open season on white people. And that's what the crime statistics show, and it's very, very dangerous. It's going to have a backlash that I don't want. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I've been asking, what is peak leftist insanity trying to bully and dominate civilization? Now they're in the news, pushing what Jocelyn Elders did as the Surgeon General under Clinton, have the state teacher 5-year-old in kindergarten how to masturbate. England's already doing it. That's in the news. But now, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld has come out and said, execute President Trump for treason because he investigated supposedly Hillary and Biden's corruption over in Ukraine. It was something Trump says he didn't even do. He didn't demand that you do this or I'll cut funding. It was actually Biden that admits he did that. So you wonder where they're going next. They're getting ready to try to kill the president. And he thinks he's invincible. He thinks he can handle all this. He thinks it's under control. I don't think it is. These people need to start getting in trouble for their bullying, their attacks, their censorship, and what they've been doing to this country. Saying MS-13 is all God's children. Telling people to flood the border. Telling people to kill Border Patrol. All the attacks on ICE facilities. The attacks on Trump supporters. The attack on Congressman Scalise, where this leftist tried to kill the entire conservative coalition of Congress, and then CNN said the guy was a hero. Go to their houses, terrorize them. Maxine Waters and all of them say. It's unbelievable. So here is Governor Weld really escalating the situation. This is the GOP challenge. This is the pincer attack that Trump's under because he dares stand up for the people. And all we're saying is, Trump, take the gloves off. Here it is.
Obviously, canceling primaries undermines democratic institutions and democratic elections, but that's far from the deepest dye crime that the president has committed here. He's now acknowledged that in a single phone call, right after he suspended $250 million of military aid to Ukraine, he called up the president of Ukraine and pressed him 8 times to investigate Joe Biden, who the president thinks is going to be running against him. Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election, it couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. Code is death. That's the only penalty.
The penalty is death. So Trump talks to this guy, talks about the corruption, which you're supposed to do, exposing it. And that's the big crime. But they're trying to go, oh, but he offered him something or threatened him. But Joe Biden admits he did that. So everything they're saying about Trump, they're projecting. But let's play this clip as we go to Gerald Celente because it's very important. And Drudge has this as his top headline. That Trump has been very cocky about all this. And I get why he is. It's a fraud. But you can't be cocky unless you take action against these crooks. I mean, all the lies about Kavanaugh, the lies about me, the lies about everybody, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So here is NBC reporting on Trump and the fact that is he convinced of his invincibility? Because he doesn't need the internet. He doesn't need talk radio that's being shut down. He doesn't need all of us to help him get elected anymore because he's not taking action against the censorship yet. Here it is.
The president's whistleblower strategy, a Twitter defense. Trump did nothing wrong. And a Twitter attack, repeatedly fueling unsupported allegations against political rival Joe Biden. The president posted claims, including an edited video alleging Biden used influence in Ukraine to help his son Hunter's business interests there. But no evidence of wrongdoing was found. The tactic hit a nerve for Biden.
Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me.
The president also tried to deflect attention by branding the secret whistleblower complaint Ukraine witch hunt. The allegation centers on a July call between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky. The Washington Post and New York Times report that Mr. Trump urged Ukraine to look into the Biden family, according to people briefed on the call, who also said the president did not discuss U.S. military aid to Ukraine. NBC News did not confirm the reporting. Congress has not seen the intelligence officer's complaint. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein sent a letter to Attorney General Barr Friday demanding the whistleblower report be shared with key committees. In Iowa, a frustrated Biden called the president's actions outrageous.
Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader if that's what happened?
But some Republican senators dismissed the complaint as partisan.
You're never going to see the attack stop.
It looks to me like another deep state attack.
Well, that's exactly what it is. So confidence, arrogance, unless we see them go after the deep state and these impending indictments that are reportedly already handed down against McCabe and others, it's only going to encourage these people more. So if I'm angry at Trump, it's because he's not taking enough action, and we're all in this together. I totally support the president. I just am sitting here in the boiling hot water that he's also sitting in, and I'm saying that we're dealing with a pack of out-of-control criminals. And notice they say unsubstantiated. It's totally substantiated about Ukraine. Hillary paid for the fake dossier out of there. Biden's son went and took over the big $4 billion gas company and got a bunch of money. So, by the way, here's that supposedly unsubstantiated edited montage. These are the same people that say Carpe Donctum edited Biden groping himself. That's deceptively that he doctored it. It's not doctored when I show a Chinese dragon named fentanyl telling us communism's good. It's called a joke. So this is not doctored, though. This is what they've already reported. This is known about Ukraine. Here it is.
Wait a second. Not one single credible outlet has given any credibility to his assertion. Not one single one.
Now to our ABC News investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president.
You have a big story tonight on the New York Times website. Tomorrow, page one of the print edition.
Was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president, and did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
We have Joe Biden as vice president having intervened to sort of force the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor who happened to have an open case looking into a company, a Ukrainian gas company, that was employing Joe Biden's son.
No reason to pay Hunter Biden $50,000 a month.
Hunter Biden worked for a natural gas company in Ukraine, which is totally fair game. Did the vice president's son use his dad's influence to make money somewhere in the world? That's totally fair game.
Potential conflict of interest there that I think Joe Biden will have to answer for.
Hunter Biden's work with the company reportedly sparked concern among State Department officials.
But was it right for Hunter Biden to take a job like that in Ukraine while his father was engaged in diplomacy there?
There is a story here. We've told some of it. There's more to be told.
I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours. I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. If the prosecutor's not fired, if the prosecutor's not fired, if the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money.
So that was smoking gun proof in the last month where they're undermining Biden for Elizabeth Warren because they know he's had another stroke. They got to get rid of him. And so Trump's like, you're saying I'm threatening people to fire folks or go after Biden or I'm going to cut aid? That's exactly what you did and brag at the CFR because you guys buy and sell U.S. power and U.S. diplomacy. You do it publicly. You're mad I'm here and not doing that anymore. So you're blaming me. Here's a video showing it. And they call that edited. Well, edited for brevity, but those are all little pieces of interviews, whole segments where they documented this, but only because they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to burn Biden to get rid of him for Elizabeth Warren, but then they also want to burn Trump with the same recycled crap when there's no evidence of it. And the big news is the president's being spied on. Gerald Celente takes over on the other side. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off basically everything. Biggest sale ever, Black Friday comes 2 months early. Right now to InfoWarsStore.com for the next week. And don't forget, band.video. It's getting better and better every day. My show, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, it's got firepower with the great crew there and so much more. Band.video, share that URL.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope you like the show. Great being here on The Alex Jones Show on InfoWars. I want to pick up on a couple of things that Alex was talking about that I heard. I was waiting to go on the air. And about racism in America. What a racist nation. I mean, we're so racist in this country that there's no way, no way that we would ever elect a black president. Could not happen in America, the racist nation. No way in America could we have a Secretary of State by Condoleezza Rice, or a black woman. Never. And a murderous one at that. Yeah, just like the murderous Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Yeah, I want to get rid of that guy Gaddafi. I want him out of there. I don't care who you kill. I don't care if you destroy the most prosperous nation in the world. I don't care what you do. I want him out. And we'll turn it into a hellhole, like I did. No black man would ever say that. How about Condoleezza Rice on the Bush? That mushroom cloud you see, yeah, that mushroom cloud. What color is she? How about Colin Powell, huh? And you know what goes through the colon? A lot of crap. Yeah, and it comes out right out of his mouth as he holds up that little vial of colon crap to the United Nations and says it's proof that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Don't forget ties to Al-Qaeda. What color is he? Ooh. America, the racist nation, no way, no way would we ever have a black Supreme Court judge. Could not happen. Hey, who knows the people run for Presidente in the presidential reality show? Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, which they're both in office? Nah, they can never have those kind of offices. Not in racist America. Hey, how about Eric Holder? Yeah, hold this, you slimy lowlife piece of garbage as Attorney General under Obama. Too big to fail. Remember that one? Oh, you forgot, huh? The banks were too big to fail, and they were too big to jail. And now what is he doing? Oh, that black cat's working for a white shoe firm over there. One of the biggest Wall Street legal firms that keeps giving us the shaft when they want to protect their investor interests. Covington Burling. That's right. America's not a racist nation. Are there racists in America? Of course there are. Are there imbeciles, lowlife, and dirty pieces of garbage in America? Absolutely. And they come in all races, creeds, colors, and gender. And all you have to do is begin with the dumbocrats and the repulsivekins. and work your way down the line. Lowlifes everywhere. Morons, imbeciles, cowards, freaks, and fools. We are not a racist nation. We elected Barack Obama. Good and bad comes in all races, creeds, colors, and genders. I'm tired of this baloney. And moving on, what else do we have here? Well, what Alex was also talking about, this is the major news. Headline, Financial Times. This paper costs me a lot of money every day. I want to buy it for good news. I got to find out because I have to forecast trends. So I need the current events for me, future trends that have detail, facts, and information that can help me look ahead. What's the major story? Trump hits back over pressing Ukraine to hurt Biden campaign. This is totally worthless information. Trump says Biden came up on call. Wall Street Journal. From the paper of record, the New York Times, front page, Trump cited Biden in call, new pressure to impeach. This is totally worthless propaganda. You will learn nothing from this information. I study all day long, reading the current events forming future trends. This is as worthless as the, 3 years that went on that the Russians hacked into the American election system and hacked into the DNC. And Hillary Clinton didn't lose because she's a disgusting human being like her husband. No, it had nothing to do with her deals with Wall Street. Oh, like her slimy, slick willy husband who killed the Glass-Steagall Act. Ooh. And Eric Holder, this was also under the Clinton administration when they did that. Plus covering up for Clinton and on and on. That's not why she lost. The Russians did it, I tell you. And we'll really be stupid, ignorant fools and believe what they found. Ooh, they spent $100,000 in Facebook. $100,000 in social media. That's chump change. What are they, like $4.5 billion campaign? $2.5 billion, some ridiculous number like that. Chump change. Big company spends $100,000 in social marketing. On all the websites and all the different platforms. Adds up to nothing. You're a small-time loser. But let's make it a big story so you don't know what's going to happen. So you can't see the current events forming future trends. Get caught up in the stupidity and then start talking about it with your friends. I was at a dinner a couple of nights ago for a foundation kind of thing, you know, it was different people. And I'm talking to these two gentlemen and we start talking about economics and politics. And then after that, these are guys, you know, my age, a little younger. They spent over a half hour talking about sports. I mean, I liked sports when I was a kid. But this isn't my life. And this isn't important to me. The important issues are gone. And that's what you're seeing here. All this talk about impeachment adds up to zero. And by the way, if the election were held today, and remember, the Trends Journal, my magazine, was the first magazine to call Trump a winner in May of 2016, Trump would win today. This stuff doesn't mean anything other than the people in the media. Be right back.
Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello, hello. We hope you like the show. Glad you're back. Great being here. So, that was about it on the what's going on with this stupid impeachment stuff. Just a waste of time and our money. You know what these dumbo craps and repulsivekins forget? whether it's down from the state level, city level, up to the top of the federal government. Two words, public servants. Do what we tell you. Don't tell us what to do. So, on a couple of notes. Do you know what Saturday was? September 21st? International Peace Day. But don't tell anybody, because the news hardly reported it at all. Oh, and you know what United Nations International Peace Day big motive was this year? Climate change. Climate change? What are you worried about climate change for? They're poisoning us right now. You don't have to wait for climate to change. You'll be dead by then. The crap that they're throwing in our food and the water and the air and the earth. Chemicals, the drug companies killing us. Opiates. You worried about climate change? So, barely reported. And as you well know, I launched Occupy Peace. I'm just thinking, oh, here it is over here. Friends Journal Magazine, Occupy Peace. So if you want to put your money where your heart is, Occupy Peace. Want war? Let the people vote. I want a referendum on each state ballot. And when the United States decides to go to war, we the people will tell them how to vote, because we pay for the war with our money and our lives. Again, International Peace Day. Peace doesn't count in this country. It just came out with a study recently. Pew Research. Pew Research sent a poll suggests that both the general public and U.S. veterans agree things in Afghanistan were not handled well. Oh, it's only, what, 18 years we're going on. It's just about that now, I think next month. In a survey conducted, 59% of the public and 58% of the vets said that when considering cost versus benefits, the Afghan war was, quote, not worth fighting. Not worth fighting. Only about 2,500 American troops were killed. Hundreds of thousands wounded were suffering mentally from being there. Post-traumatic stress syndrome and other things. And we only have, he's about 22 veterans, military veterans, committing suicide each day. But let's not talk about peace. We got impeachment to talk about. Impeachment's a lot more important than waging wars, spending trillions to kill millions, and only a track record of losses, of which Congress is in violation of the Constitution. I believe it's Article 1, Clause 8, and only Congress has the right to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II, and given the power to El Presidente. And the guy we got in there now, he says he's locked and loaded. Well, he's loaded full of baloney. Because let me tell you, now a new Trends, with Trends Journal now, by the way, is a weekly. The new Trends Journal coming out tomorrow, the weekly. The reason why back in June 20th, to be exact, when Trump announced that he was not going to retaliate against Iran after Iran shot down that drone that cost about $200 million, yeah, that drone that they said was over their land and America said it was in international territory. The reason he didn't strike is very simple. It would be the beginning of World War III. The Middle East will be blown apart and it will spread. Iran is not Libya. It's not Syria. It's not Afghanistan. It's not Yemen. These are the Iranians. Love them, hate them, care less. These are the Persians. They've been around a long time and they're not going anywhere. And now they have sophisticated weaponry. And by the way, that strike, drone strike on the oil fields and refinery, the largest refinery in the world in Saudi Arabia, and one of the largest oil fields. There's absolutely no proof that Iran had anything to do with it. The Houthis, Yemen, are saying they did it. But the American media is selling the lie without providing one shred of evidence. Just like the low-life, slimy, prostitute media without any evidence took us to war in Iraq. Just like the slimy, low-life prostitutes, you know, the media whores, men and women who get paid by their government and corporate pimps to put out the lies that they're saying, just like they didn't provide one shred of evidence that Russia hacked into the DNC, but that's our conclusion, that's what we believe. Yeah, try that at going to court. The same thing with Iran and the strike, the drone strike in against Saudi Arabia. Not one shred of evidence. But yet, the entire American media is blaming the Saudis for doing it. Let me see if I could find this here. Well, again, I'm saying why Trump called off that drone strike. Because if he did attack Iran back in June following the drone strike, the Straits of Hormuz would have been Pearl Harbor 2.0. The American Navy would be a bloodbath. That's why they didn't attack. The hatefulness that continues is nonstop. There's a major story today, feature, top news story in Yahoo. This is the headline. Explained. Why did Iran attack Saudi Arabia's oil industry? Here's what's going on. Not one fact, but in the day of people reading everything in their hand, only reading headlines and living by sound bites, the people buy the sound bite. Why did Iran attack Saudi's oil industry? Here's what's going on. A total fabrication. And this comes from Stratfor. And you know who they are. You know? Google them up. And then you understand. Part of whatever you want to believe. As I see it, very closely knit to the military, intelligence, industrial complex. We'll be back in just a few. And remember, support InfoWars. I do. Put your money where your heart and mind is. Keep the truth flowing.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Salente.
Hello, hello. All right. I'm on the Alex Jones Show. And remember to keep the truth alive. Put your money where your heart is and buy those wonderful, wonderful products from InfoWars stores. And here's something important. As you well know, or maybe don't, I'm forecasting the greatest depression. It's going to hit. You saw what happened this past week. The Federal Reserve is dumping in billions of dollars into the markets, the repo markets, because they don't have enough cash in it. There's a global slowdown going on. Again, it's all detailed in our trends journals. I'm mentioning this because this is a time to prepare so you can prevail and prosper. Because when this thing hits, it's going to get ugly. So you can now save up to 50% off all storable food, water filters, and preparedness products. That's right. Beyond the natural disasters like Hurricane Dorian and Argon earthquakes and incoming storms and floods, yes, it's most important than ever to be prepared, but also when things are heating up and war drums are beating louder, and you also see a greatest depression coming, you want to be secure. You want to be able to be prepared. To celebrate Preparedness Month and help you get ready for what comes next, they're giving you up to 50% off storable food and other preparedness products. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food is a great tasting, long-lasting alternative for when disaster strikes. Available in time frames from 2 weeks to 1 year, they're perfect for bug-out bags, home storage, camping trips, and more. Even better, they're easy to prepare, have a 25-year lifespan, and have no added MSG, so you don't sacrifice taste or security. So there you got it. Things are going to get bad. So, again, as we do with our subscribers, we know the greatest depression is coming. It's time to prepare so you could prosper and prevail. And this is one of the ways of doing it. Going back to the war front, and again, not a peep from El Prestatutes about International Peace Day on Saturday. Tiny peep. Squeak. Not even. Just a beep. It was gone. Google it up and you'll see. United States drone strike just killed 8 people in Afghanistan. They say they were ISISs. Last week, over 30 civilians were killed. Oh, it was a mistake. Talk about that drone strike in Saudi Arabia. Oh, that's all the news. Why, them Iranians, they did it, even though we don't have any proof. Why, they hit that? Hey, we got to stop this from happening. Hardly a peep about the Saudi slaughter of some 100,000 Yemenis. Some 14 million in starvation. The worst humanitarian crisis on the planet. But we're not going to talk about that, Salenti. Because the prince, our friend, the crown prince over there in Saudi Arabia, he started that war back in 2015. Launched from the USA, I remember it. The guy on TV from D.C., their foreign minister, the Saudi foreign minister announcing the war, the Obama administration and the Trump administration supporting it, and selling hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of weaponry to slaughter these people. But we won't talk about that. That doesn't count. We'll only talk about them drone strikes. The Iranians did it. The hypocrisy is astounding. And it just keeps getting worse. We had our Secretary of State, Pompous Pompeo, saying that that it was the world's responsibility to unite in a global coalition to confront Iran, declaring, quote, the Iranians are an evil force in the region. Evil force in the region. How about the Saudis being the evil force in the region? How about the Arab League or the Arab Little League? Yeah, they're the ones that want to get rid of Libya. I was on China Today with this jerk, this arrogant little boy who's Al Jazeera's Washington bureau chief. You could Google this up. Go back, 2011. The United States is ready to invade or destroy Libya. And he's making the case for it with a very arrogant English attitude and voice. And I call this guy out at the end of it. And I said, listen, you want to go to Libya, send your money, send yourself, send your wife, and send your kids, or shut your mouth. Well, this very, very uptight cat, he lost it completely. And then we're going off the air. This is China Today, and he's still ranting. When you call them out, they fall out. We're destroying the world and destroying our nation. Occupy peace. Bring the troops home. Secure the homeland.
Put them to work rebuilding our third world infrastructure. Give them skills rather than a mission to kill. Because the construction industry and other industry are dying for them. So they don't have to die in war. And again, for what they say, war not worth it. Force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II, and have a referendum on each state ballot where we, the people, will tell them how to vote. Because we pay for the war with our money and our lives. Pompeo went on, the whole world understands, that's the quote, that Iran is totally at fault and solely to blame for what he described as, quote, state-on-state act of war. Hey, this is a lot of garbage, Secretary of State, that I have to pay these clowns to put out this crap is disgusting. Saudi Arabia is responsible. Get this in your head, Pompeo. They destroyed Yemen. The Yemenis are saying this is payback. You get out and we'll stop. You have no right being here. By the way, the Saudi gang began the war against the Houthis going back to 1934 when the gang took power. And they lost back then and they're losing now. But the prince said the war would be over shortly. That was back in 2015. State on state act of war. He said Iran is behaving that way for 40 years. Hey, what do you got? Alzheimer's disease at a young age? What'd you forget? You forgot, Pompeo, the war that the United States launched with Iraq against Iran? It killed over a million Iranians? Back in the 1980s. Oh, you forgot. That other lowlife piece of garbage, little dirt, lying slime ball, Donald Rumsfeld, giving Saddam Hussein those golden spurs right at the outset of the war. Oh, who was there 40 years ago, Junior? It is disgusting that this is happening. That the people aren't fighting back in this country. We will not elevate to a higher level as a nation until we are in a state of peace. Because with peace comes prosperity. It comes with joy. It comes with a good time, rocking and rolling, bopping and reeling. You can't do it in a state of war and terror. We need peace, and we the people can make it happen. But I promise I won't talk about it again, because hey, the international media doesn't talk about International Peace Day. Why should I? So thank you for tuning in. Be back next week and support Alex Jones and Info. Now those products, they're great.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.